You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's another round of Where Did You Sneak In? 1-800-330-9999. This story has been all over the news. And if you haven't heard this yet. It kind of breaks my heart. This is the sounds of two young children screaming for help in Spanish while their mom is arrested and being escorted out of by cops at Disneyland.
Yeah,
at Disneyland.
Saw that video.
Yeah, so what did she do?
Children under the age of three are allowed free entry into both Disney theme parks if they are accompanying a guest with a valid park ticket and reservation. But police say this mother's children were visibly older than three, and this isn't the first time she's tried to get them in for free.
I guess that she's snuck in with the kids and not paid for the kids four times in the last 2 months.
I mean, listen, that's like $600, right? Like, I don't even know what
looked up tickets.
Yeah. It's a lot of money.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, here's the thing. Listen, again, you'd think that they wouldn't want to make an example out of a mother like this in a public situation. They'd want to handle it discreetly. But obviously, if somebody keeps coming back over and over and over again, I tell you what, it's a heck of an example. It would definitely give me pause the next time I thought about smuggling a kid into the park.
And listen, I know plenty of people.
Have you not done it?
Of course not.
At least once? Come on.
I am too scared.
Oh,
my
gosh.
This is like my worst nightmare. And like, sure, call me whatever you will. But like, if I go to Disney World, right, then Disneyland, and the few times that I've gone with my kids, I'm actually planning a trip right now. I haven't bought the tickets yet because they're so astronomical.
Well, I'll tell you right now, one of Anna Zamp's kids is five, so you better take note.
All I keep thinking about is, like, when I see people roll the dice when they walk up, and I'm like, there's no world that child is 3 years old. Like, how do
some of them
do
are big
that?
Boned, all right? This one's just big boned. This one's tall.
All this right? Jaden, kid was
Jaden's
definitely
3 inches over average, all right? What, I got to get him in the next two minutes?
No, but there's rules in place, and this is, like, what I don't understand is, like, why would you put yourself and your children in a position like this where, I mean, I get it. It's a lot of money and you want to give them the experience. I understand as a parent, but then something like this happens and you're like, oh my gosh, like, why would you do that?
Yeah,
why would you do that to your kids?
Don't rule out that she gets like $3 million after that. So, honestly, don't rule that out because, you know, regardless of whether she's breaking the rules or not, we'll see how that plays out. Listen, there's two ways to sneak into anything. The first time, I think you're getting through, unless the kid's got a mustache, I think you're getting through at Disney, right? They might keep eyes on you. After that, there's something else. But there's two ways to sneak into something. Anything, Anna.
What is that?
Right through the front door or through the air vent, all right? Like, I mean, that's the thing is you're either, and what I mean is you're either going stealth or you're going bold right through the front door. And she just went through the front door and was like, everybody pretend you're short.
When was the last time you snuck into something?
I mean, I used to sneak into concerts all the time. The last time that I snuck into something, I was in one movie theater and then I traded to the next one. That's the last time. But as far as the best times, when I used to crash the holiday parties at, we have this, you know, the theater downtown. We have a big theater there, and I used to crash the holiday party sometime. And I'm talking like Broadway shows. And I think that the best sneak-in stories are when you get food or something like that. You have to ingest something. And I snuck into, after the holiday play, I snuck into a Christmas party there, and the band was doing requests for Alicia and I from the stage. We also did that at a wedding one time, and all of them surrounded us, and I think that they were going to kidnap my wife.
Well, that's...
It was a different culture.
Okay.
It was a different culture. But I think that if you get into a place, you sneak into a place, and you get free food, it's even better than just sneaking in there.
Okay. Where was the last place you snuck into, and did you get caught, most importantly? 1-800-330-9999. Where was the last place you snuck into and did you get caught? 1-800-330-9999. This mom got caught sneaking her two kids into Disneyland. It was like the fourth time in 2 months she lied about how old they were so she wouldn't have to pay.
And they dragged her out in handcuffs, man. It was a little bit jarring, that video.
Yeah. Where did you sneak in?
I can't remember the last place I snuck into, but the best ever was the private area at Woodstock 99. Everybody else was out there in Tent City. It was deplorable. It was disgusting out there, Anna. Me? Beautiful grass lawn right next to the Planet Hollywood VIP area. We had our own porta potties. It was great. It was like being a prince, really.
Scott, what was the last place you snuck into?
Concerts. Like, sometimes you feel like you might be sitting in the 300s and feel those really sweet seats in the 100s.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of just amble in there. If you're a kid, you get stopped. You know, my son tried to let you get stopped. So, but we're, like, in our 50s, and the people, like, they just assume we know where we're going.
If you walk anywhere with authority.
Whatever way it works, you know?
Yeah. You tend to have a better success chance.
This was mine and my friend's total concert etiquette when we were younger. There was no way we ever stayed in our seats. It's only when I got older that I was like, somebody might check our ticket.
Hey, Kim, where did you sneak in and did you get caught?
It was so impromptu. I snuck into a major raceway and jumped on my mountain bike. After the race, I rode literally rode down the track for a quarter of a mile. Snuck into the pit. I wanted to see my favorite race car driver. Snuck into the pit. All of a sudden, my favorite race car driver says, "Hey, nice bike." I turn around, it's Rusty Wallace. He grabs a professional photographer and says, "Take a picture of us." Later on that night, when I got the copy of the picture from the photographer, Rusty Wallace was doing a meet and greet at the hotel across the street. I went up on the stage. He said, "Hey, you're the girl from this afternoon." I went up on the stage. I said, "Here, Rusty, I have a souvenir for you." And I gave him a picture of he and I in the pit. It was awesome.
So, I mean, here's the thing is, like, you know, on a major raceway, if they see a girl on a bicycle, they think that must be somebody's daughter or something, right? That's somebody's wife or daughter, because how the heck did somebody get on a super speedway over here with a bicycle?
I went right through the gates where all... Now, I did not have pit passes. It was awesome.
You must be hot, Kim.
Right, I mean, right. Kim was bringing the hotness on the bike.
I need to tell you, Rusty Wallace was like, "Hey, nice bike," and I don't think he meant the bike.
Right? No, he was like, "Yeah, yeah." Now you're Mrs. Rusty Wallace. Thanks for the call, Kim. Have a great day,
Jason. What did you sneak into? How'd you do it?
I snuck into a house.
Armed robbery? What do you mean you snuck into a house?
No, I mean my own house. Every time, I learned how to sneak into my own house at night when my father fell asleep, if I was late on curfew. So what I would do is I'd throw a ladder up to the second floor, and then I would jump on my neighbor's roof and then come through the attic.
You know what? I'm just going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say when you use a ladder, it does not count.
Seems dangerous.
Well, it's definitely dangerous, but when you're 15 at night, like, well, you don't care.
I'm just relieved that he wasn't breaking into people's homes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that is good. Yeah, try doing it now.
When I was in college, I broke into the college library because my girlfriend worked there, and the back door was an old army hospital, and the back door was – now it's alarmed, of course, but back then, you know, 30 years ago, I just pulled the door ajar real hard and like, and when I walked in, I grabbed the book that I needed for class and hid it from my other classmates. So I got it the next day. So I think that was probably one of my biggest escapades.
I mean, you have a list of places you've broken into.
He's like, and next
if I was
on
you,
my
I'd
list.
Stop talking. Right. He's like, I went after a jewelry store. Right. Yeah. I started with the mall security office. That's what I did there. Right. Okay, great. I'd stop talking. But thank you for sharing. This has been fun.
There was a step stool. I got the step stool.
Right. Gloves. Don't forget the gloves. Right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.